crystal blue water, glistening sand and vibrant marine life are usually what come to mind when you think of the Great Barrier Reef. But now an international body says the reef should be listed as in danger, claiming Australia has failed to adequately address climate change and other key threats. UNESCO's verdict followed a 10-day visit to the reef earlier this year. Jodie Rummer is a professor of marine biology at James Cook University and our guest this morning. Professor Rummer, welcome.
Good morning, Patricia. Thanks for having me.
What were the main findings of this latest report? Why does UNESCO say the reef should be listed now as in danger?
Yeah, Patricia, the science is clear. It's a bit of a relief, actually, because we know that climate change, which is driven by, of course, the burning of fossil fuels like coal, oil, and gas, is fueling these repeated marine heat waves that are devastating coral reefs, the Great Barrier Reef, and coral reefs worldwide. So the recommendation from UNESCO is underlining this urgency to cut our emissions as quickly as possible.
This has been a really prolonged process. UNESCO already deemed the reef in danger last July, but the declaration was essentially postponed by the World Heritage Committee following what was an intense lobbying campaign by the former government's Environment Minister, Susan Lee. Was this a case of delaying what was inevitable?
We think it was a case of delaying what was inevitable. This meeting was postponed from June 2022, supposed to be in Russia, and that was when it was initially supposed to be decided as to whether it was in danger or not. So it does come to a relief to all of us, actually, because it does underpin the science and it really highlights the importance and urgency of the effect of emissions on this global icon for us here as Australians and worldwide, and that being the Great Barrier Reef, and the point that it is very much in danger.
Was there any chance of trying to reverse the in danger list in that delaying process? What could have been done to try and shift that determination?
Well, both the federal government and the Queensland government have really needed to, highlight our climate commitments. And we need to be rapidly actioning these climate commitments. And that just has not been done. And so that urgency probably has not been conveyed enough to UNESCO and the IUCN to reverse that listing. So, you know, this really is the wake-up call that we need here as Queenslanders and as Australians, and that message that we need to be sending to the rest of the world, that we are serious about our global icon and coral reefs and marine ecosystems worldwide, serious enough to do something urgently and rapidly about climate change.
So what does it practically mean for the reef to be listed as in danger? Does it place requirements on the government to take certain action?
The in danger listing does place a lot of requirements on the government to start rapidly emphasizing our actions on emissions and doing everything possible to limit global warming to 1.5 degrees. We know that this is that critical, crucial threshold for the reef. Beyond that, we could be looking at, you know, 99% of all coral reefs, not just here on the Great Barrier Reef, but worldwide, being devastated due to global warming and climate change. And we are barreling toward that 2-degree mark, which is really alarming. That UNESCO recommendation really underlines that urgency of cutting our emissions as quickly as possible. And we know we need to do more and much faster to do that this decade. And by 2030, we need to be cutting those emissions by 75% from 2005 values in order to be on target for that.
As with many things when it comes to the Great Barrier Reef, it is inherently political too. We have had a change of government over the course of this decision. How does that impact what happens next?
Well, I think it's been quite promising, actually. This year, for the first time in history, climate change was on the agenda for the election. That does give me hope. And I think, you know, it's really scary and really sad that we've gotten to this level with ocean temperatures going on record every single year here on the Great Barrier Reef and experiencing all of these bleaching events, six mass bleaching events, to take that much for us to take action. But we are doing it, and that's what's really important. And now we really have to accelerate the pace at which we are taking action so that we don't see this year another mass bleaching event.
And just to be clear, this UN delegation has recommended that the Great Barrier Reef be added to the World Heritage in Danger List. It hasn't yet happened. So there is still, is there not a time frame? You say you're relieved, but actually the possibility of trying to avoid that and to put in measures to demonstrate that there is going to be a really concerted effort to try to, improve the reef's situation.
So do we have a chance to reverse that recommendation still? We need to have some really, really strong targets, and we need a collective effort, not just here in Queensland, but in Australia. And we need to be demonstrating that to UNESCO and to the IUCN in order to save what we have, to save this global icon. But it is that wake-up call that we need. It absolutely is. And if that's what we need to take that rapid action, then let's do it.
The government has already said that it will take more rapid action to address climate change. Its position is really different to the previous government's. Doesn't that help in this process?
You know, any action helps. Any extra funding toward the reef does help. But we also need to be not approving any more coal, any more fossil fuel, any more coal or gas, ending all public subsidies. We need to be cutting those emissions really quickly, and that's without exception. We know that the largest industrial polluters in Australia and worldwide are still getting away with pollution as usual. So the federal government, with all of this extra funding, with all of this emphasis on saving the Great Barrier Reef, we need to be strengthening the law, and we need to be updating all of those mechanisms to do that so that we limit carbon pollution. That's the direct threat to the Great Barrier Reef.
This report comes as ocean temperatures over parts of the Great Barrier Reef have reached record levels. Are there concerns we could see another mass bleaching event in January?
We are very concerned that we're going to see another mass bleaching event this coming season. We had another mass bleaching event this past year, and that's on top of a La Nina year, which usually doesn't happen. So it's really concerning that here we are starting another summer with another La Nina year, and we might see another mass bleaching event here on the Great Barrier Reef. We can't keep seeing that. We can't keep having back-to-back bleaching events every year, because that's limiting that period of recovery that the reef needs. So that's what's really alarming to us, not only as scientists, but as Australians, as Queenslanders, as those that love and appreciate and really rely on the reef for our livelihoods. It's really alarming.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Patricia.
Jody Rummer is a professor of marine biology at James Cook University, and you're listening to ABC RN Breakfast.
ABC RN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.
Hi, podcasters. Just thought I'd give a quick shout out to The Science Show. I read your text, so I know you all love a good science story. Of course you do. So check out The Science Show with the fabulous Robin Williams on the ABC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts.